thoughts on tonight's game?
No, it was a poor game. I thought we were really flat. We never probably created enough chances, and obviously McGinn comes on second half and runs the show, obviously set up the three goals, I think it was. Just shows you a wee bit of quality, stands out a mile. And we just never had that quality today. We gave the ball away under no pressure. It's our second game, but we know we've got a long way to go before we get to the standard that we want to be at.
You had about three chances in the first half. Do you feel maybe you should have taken some?
Oh, you've got to take your chances when they come, but it's still, I thought we can do a lot more. We broke at times, but sometimes we just played in front of teams, and we've got to be more of a threat in behind teams where it counts. But second half, obviously, when they score the second goal, you could see the heads going down a wee bit, and Hibs get a wee bit of a lift for that. But we've got to do better than that. It was really, really flat second half.
Is it the old cliche in terms of learning more from a defeat and taking that on?
It's a pre-season game, it's the second game. You can see we've still got a long way to go. But I think we've got players capable of obviously doing a lot better than that. As a team, individually, collectively, we know we've got to lift our game. It's as simple as that. So we're looking forward to the rest of the games coming up.
Just going to have a look at, was it Michael and Cammy, the two
trialists
in the games coming up as well?
I had no idea. They just play out small part tonight, and then there's a game tomorrow, there's a game Monday. So we're still short of a couple of players as well. We probably need to bring in three or four players anyway. We've got a couple injured as well, so hopefully that will help us be a lot stronger.
I was just going to say, chat of Dean Shields
has
been potentially one of those players coming in.
He's one of the players we're looking at. I think he gives a wee bit of creativity, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of teams looking at players like that.
Did you work with Dean
when you know
you
didn't? No. But there's loads of players out there that we're looking at, and time will tell if who we bring in.
What was the injury situation tonight? What Kirk and Higginbotham seemed to pick up knocks?
I think Hoppy, I'm not sure what happened to him, but I think it's nothing serious, I don't think. And it's the same with Higgy as well. There's a couple of wee knocks, but the main thing in these games is to get through them without getting injured and picking up too many injuries, and obviously performance as well. So that was the frustrating part of the night, because I know we can do a lot better than that.
Are you expecting Jason and Declan to take any part on Monday?
I don't know, Declan's missed a lot of training. I don't think Jason will be ready for it yet either. So Declan might play a small part. Last thing we want to do is play him for too long, he picks up a niggle. So it's more important that he's ready for the games at the start of the season.
Nice. Yeah. Should say Aaron was keen to make an impact tonight. Certainly get involved in the game, is he?
Who's that? Sorry.
Aaron.
Aaron, aye. I know. No, he's done some really good things and then done some poor things as well. So that's what he's got to learn. He's not played a lot of football recently, so that's what he needs. He needs to get some games under his belt and get up to speed. But you can see that he's got ability, but he's got to learn from his mistakes as well.
You experimented starting with a back three. Did you learn much from your experiment?
It was all right, as you said at the start. We created a couple of chances first half, but we've still got to be more of a goal threat, I think. And it was disappointing to lose the goal in the manner in which we did. Just switching off, we could have defended it a lot better.
You mentioned a game tomorrow. Is it a closed doors game?
Obviously, a lot of the boys, especially the younger ones, never played tonight, so some of the boys that never played a lot tonight, they'll play part of the game tomorrow and alongside some of the younger ones.
Chick, have you dropped your interest in Lauren Shankland?
Aye, no, Shanks is away. I think he's away training somewhere else. I'm not sure where.